This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
October 6th, 2007. You were there, Kennedy.
I was there.
You were there.
I was there driving around like a crazy person.
Yep. Len and I were married on the rooftop of a hotel in downtown Memphis called the Madison. And then we had our wedding reception at a place called EP's on Beale Street, which is the entertainment district. EP's, Elvis Presley's.
Mm-hmm.
We took a horse-drawn carriage afterwards. We had a trolley car that took everybody from the hotel to the reception. We had a lot of fun. We went to Rendezvous Barbecue for our rehearsal lunch. Mm-hmm. Like we did it up
it
Memphis
style. It was a
fantastic
weekend.
We took the bridal party to Graceland, you know, for the wedding. We weren't from Memphis, but it was home at the time. So we just leaned all in.
I would have too. It was perfect.
Right.
It was a perfect day.
And so here we are 18 years later. And I owe an apology to my wife, Lana. Good morning, babe.
Good morning.
I had a great time last night, by the way. I want to say
I did too. Thank you for making reservations for dinner for us.
Yeah, we went out to dinner last night to this place called Prima in Charlestown. And they had champagne for us. And it was just great. We don't get a lot.
Did you plan that or did they do that?
Well, I sent a little note.
Uh-huh.
One does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And they sent us out a little extra stuff. It was great. And we don't get a lot of time uninterrupted to just talk about things that are going on in our lives. And so that part was wonderful. And Barrett had a card for us before we left because I had hidden.
Yeah.
Atlanta was surprised by that one because I had instructed him that, you know, as a child with parents who are celebrating an anniversary, as you get older, it might be nice for you to get an anniversary card for your parents.
Yes, that was nice.
And I had a couple of cards for Lana. I always do two, a funny one and a serious one. And then Lana had a card for me. And Lana had a gift for me.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Yeah.
Are you trying to tell me you walked into an anniversary dinner with nothing in your pocket, my friend?
Not a thing.
In my defense.
That's okay.
There isn't one.
And all I can do is just laugh.
How did you feel when she presented you with her gift that she thoughtfully got you?
I could see it on your face.
Yeah, when I walked into the house and I saw the gift on the table, I was just like, oh.
Now, my guy.
Yes.
I have lived through many an anniversary dinner of the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
I have lived through many a gift that you gave during an anniversary gift that was just wrong. But it seems you've always had one. What happened?
I guess I was confused.
Did you need to be told that we were doing gifts?
No. Yeah. I guess I thought, Lana, that historically over the years, as we've gotten older, we really don't do anything for Valentine's Day or for anniversary. We usually do it up big for birthday and Christmas.
Lana, is that true?
I don't know if that's completely true. No, I don't think that is. I mean, yes, we occasionally are like, hey, we're not going to get each other. Let's get a sprinkler system or, you know, there's that kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, like there have been those occasions. But I also think that in your defense, I will say sometimes we say, hey, I'm going to get you something or not. But also, I got to be honest, I've been in the same situation before when you've done that to me. So, like, I don't, like, don't feel too bad.
That's true. Aww. There have been probably more times that I've gotten.
Lana, don't say that. Lean in, girl.
I didn't say more times. Slow your roll. I said there has been a time.
Lana, did you feel any type of way when reality set in that you had got a gift for him and he did not return the favor?
No, because you know what I said? I actually said something at work yesterday before we left. Jana was asking me, and I told her what I got, and she was like, oh, that was really thoughtful. And I said, yeah, I said, we're going to dinner, but I have a sneaking suspicion that's my gift. And she just kind of laughed. And, you know, we talked about how that's what her and her husband did a couple weeks ago. They just kind of went to dinner, mm-hmm. and that's fine. But I had a sneaking suspicion. I mean, I didn't say a word, and I kind of did something on my own, and it's fine. I'm not so mad at you.
You bought yourself an anniversary present?
Mm-hmm.
That's my girl.
Sure, did. I went shopping on Friday.
That so. Is my girl.
She did go shopping.
And I might
Friday.
Go shopping again now.
Get it.
She got such a thoughtful gift, Kennedy.
For herself?
No, for me.
Oh, duh.
For the TV room.
That's what she does.
So, you know, Stay With You is our wedding song
yep.
from John Legend.
Yep.
And so she ordered.
Which you did not know a few years ago, if you recall.
I recall.
I recall.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Boston remembers.
I don't remember what you're talking about.
Well, now Carson will never forget because it's going to be on the wall in
yes.
his room.
So she got one of those. It's a record, mm-hmm. and then it has the lyrics to mm-hmm. make the inside of the record.
Oh,
and it's like this nice hanging.
That's so thoughtful.
Floating. It's really pretty. And it has our. You know, the date and the location
uh-huh.
and all of that.
I got you.
Oh, that's a good gift to not have anything.
So, Carson, when you got home, did you head straight to the internet? Can I help? I'm a great gift giver.
Listen.
No, I think I have a list of things in here.
He stayed out late. That was my gift.
That's true.
His time was your gift
the
after
internet,
18 years of marriage.
24 hours a day. I
when
don't know.
I do yeah. get a gift, I'm a good gift giver, though. Correct, Lana?
You are. I will say this. This might be the one and only time I don't give you a bunch of crap on the radio.
Well,
because,
that's
you know, you... Yeah.
Didn't you get her a microwave one time?
Yep.
Mr. Great Gift Giver.
What are you doing?
So
why do you guys hate me?
We don't hate you. We're just bringing up facts.
Yes. There are times that when you have really bombed it, though, you know, like when you gave me a Tiffany box cake, which I totally thought was going to have a ring inside of it, that sends all the signals of, like, I'm about to get engaged, and nope, it was just a cake. Or the time that you gave me an appliance for a birthday gift and or a spice rack for a Christmas gift. So, you know. Getting no gift is way better than getting an appliance.
I forgot about the spice rack for Christmas.
Yeah. It was like a spice rack. Like,
to be
never
fair,
again.
It was a fair. Rotating spice rack.
Ooh.
It was the finest.
Yeah. For the only person who cooks for you. Yeah. Yeah. That was great.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, happy anniversary. Like getting no appliances or spice racks or cakes without jewelry inside of them. I would say I was winning last night. I got to.
Well, I love you. Happy anniversary.
I love you too. You're
doesn't
welcome.
Make up for it. Saying I love you on the radio doesn't make up for it. I'm just going to say that. Right.
Yeah, it does not.
So I might want to get to you.
18 years, babe. Isn't that incredible? Be serious, though.
Yes, and you haven't learned.
Okay.
Just get a gift.
It's really not hard.
That's okay. Next year, I'll reciprocate.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye, honey.
You, too.
Love you.
She forgives me, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's going great.
She didn't bother her at all.
So what'd you get her? You got her something, right?
Oh,
you've run
gosh.
To the internet, haven't you? Can I help you?
I'm probably getting her gray hair is what I'm getting her.
Would you like to know what the 18th year traditional gift is?
I do know. It's porcelain.
So stupid.
I'm going to get her new toilet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If you got one of those really good Japanese ones, though, that probably would be all right.
Hey, a bidet?
Honey, this one does everything.
Seat warmer?
All of it. I think it might make you dinner.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.